Chapter 6. Mother sold another story. She told the children to go and get buns for tea, but Bobby had a better idea. Mother, can we have buns for tea next week? It's Perk's birthday, and we want to give him a treat, said Bobby. Mother agreed. The children began to plan a party for the nice porter. They went to talk to everyone in the village about a party and presents. Some people were kind. Some people were mean. Peter wrote down a list of what people had given them and what others had promised to give them. Given: a tobacco pipe from the sweet shop, half a pound of tea from the grocer's, a woolen scarf slightly faded from the draper's, a stuffed squirrel from the doctor. Promised: a piece of meat from the butcher, 6 fresh eggs from the woman who lived in the old turnpike cottage, a piece of honeycomb and 6 bootlaces from the cobbler, and an iron shovel from the blacksmith's. The next day, Bobby and Phyllis went to gather flowers. They got a big basket of roses and walked to the post office. It was the birthday of the lady who worked in the post office too. She had been very grumpy with the children when they asked her about Perks. They put the flowers on the counter with a happy birthday note. The two girls went home before the lady came into the shop. On Perks's birthday, the children went to fetch the buns. They also went to the village to get the promised things on their list. The lady at the post office was waiting for them to go past. She gave the children their basket back. It was full of fat, red gooseberries and the pram she didn't need anymore. Mrs. Perks will need it for her baby, she said. She thanked the children for her lovely presents. The children put all the presents, the buns, and some clothes that Mother had given them into the pram. Then they went to the little yellow house where Perks lived. The house had lots of flowers around it. They knocked on the door, and Mrs. Perks opened it. The children gave her the presents, and Mrs. Perks burst into tears.
"What's wrong? Don't you like it?" Phyllis asked.
"Oh, it's not that. Perks has never had a birthday like this before. Not even when he was a boy," said Mrs. Perks. When Perks came home, he was not happy. He thought all the presents were charity. He shouted and told the children to go home. Phyllis and Mrs. Perks started crying. Bobby took out the labels for the presents and read them to Perks. All of them said how much the village liked and respected Perks. After Bobby finished reading the labels, Perks apologized and asked the children to stay for tea. The village was a happy place after the birthday party. Even Mrs. Ransom from the post office was happy. Every time she saw Mrs. Perks with her old pram, it made her smile. Mrs. Perks went to visit everyone who had given Perks presents to say thank you. The children had lived at Three Chimneys for a long time now. They didn't ask Mother questions about Father anymore. They thought that asking her questions made her sad. "Do you think Peter and Phyllis are forgetting Father?" Mother asked Bobby.
"No, why?" Bobby asked.
"They don't talk about him anymore," Mother said sadly.
We thought it was making you sad when we talked about him in front of you, Bobby said.
You are such good and kind children. Please don't forget about Father, said Mother.
The three children all had a piece of garden to grow things in. Peter was going to plant vegetables in his part of the garden, but he kept digging it up to play war. Phyllis planted lots of pretty flowers and never did any weeding. Bobby planted roses, but they died. Perks told her, I will give you some flowers from my garden to plant. So Bobby dug up the roses and put them on the rubbish heap. She used the rake to dig them up. When she got back from the rubbish heap, Peter had the rake.
Peter, give that back, Bobby shouted.
I won't, Peter replied. The two children fought over the rake. Then Bobby remembered she had promised Mother that she wouldn't quarrel with Peter and Phyllis. She let go of the rake. Peter fell backwards and cut his foot. He went very pale and cried. Mother came running out of the house. She took off Peter's shoe. Blood came out of it. Peter had three cuts on his foot from the rake. He fainted, so Mother and Bobby carried him into the house. Bobby felt awful about Peter being hurt. Phyllis ran to get the doctor. Bobby stood outside while the doctor looked at Peter's foot.
He'll be fine in 2 weeks. He won't be a cripple. He'll be as good as new, the doctor told Bobby.
Bobby told Peter what the doctor said. He was very relieved. Bobby apologized for hurting Peter.
It's just good it wasn't you that was hurt, said Peter.
Peter had to stay in bed for 2 weeks while his foot healed. It was terribly boring for him. He read through all the books several times. There were not many games that he could play from his sick bed. Phyllis decided to go and ask the doctor for some books for Peter to read. Bobby went to see Perks.
Do you have any magazines from the trains that Peter could read? Bobby asked.
No, I gave them to a sick boy in the village. I have some newspapers and other things, said Perks. How is Peter?
He's getting better, but he is very bored, said Bobby.
I was going to bring him a guinea pig later to keep him company, said Perks.
That will make him very happy, said Bobby.
Perks gave Bobby a big pile of articles and newspapers. It was very heavy. Bobby carried it all the way home. She had to stop several times, and she had to wait at the level crossing while the train went by. While she was sat waiting, she looked at the newspaper. There was an article that had Father's name on it. She took the newspaper out of the bundle and read the article. Bobby felt very sick after she had read the newspaper.
Oh, Father, it can't be true, she said.
The newspaper said that Father was guilty of a crime and was in prison for 5 years. She now understood why Mother was so upset and wrote so many letters.
Oh, Bobby, you have been a long time, Phyllis said when Bobby got home.
A boy from the village brought a guinea pig for Peter. Bobby just nodded her head. Now she knew the terrible secret that Mother had been keeping.